Hello, and welcome to Vacation Station, hosted by Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigLensMagazines.com.
Welcome, everybody. Every second Friday, Nancy and I get excited because we get to interview and chat with members from the International Food, Wine, Travel Writers Association. So that means travel writers, authors, photographers, destinations, tour companies, wineries. We like that. We like all of it. And today we're excited because we are going to Albuquerque virtually today and hopefully going through their website, by the way, just go to visitabq.org. You're going to want to go to Albuquerque if you haven't been. And I'm sure by the end of our conversation with Brenna Moore, who is the PR and Communications Manager at Visit Albuquerque, by the end of the conversation today, you're going to want to go back if you've been there, and you're going to want to go, I'm telling you. Also, I want to give a shout-out to ISWTWA. It's such a cool organization. So if you're in the tourism industry, travel writing industry, and if you're just a traveler, follow them all on social media, hashtag ISWTWA, or check out their website, ISWTWA.org. They've got an awesome magazine as well, but it's just a really cool organization. So welcome, Brenna. How are you?
I'm doing so well. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we're very excited about this. Albuquerque is a place Nancy and I have not been to other than almost getting there from getting lost in Chaco Canyon, which, listen, you can do pretty easy out on those back roads of northern New Mexico. But, you know, I think we need to come and see you because you're right off in I-40, so it's easy to get to Albuquerque. And you're right off of Route 66, mm-hmm. right? You're one of the big destinations.
Yes, that's correct. We are actually home to the largest urban stretch in a single city for Route 66, so definitely an attraction that people really like to come visit.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's super cool. All these cool things, right? You're also what the hot air ballooning capital of the world. Mm-hmm. We've got to talk about that. And the oldest wine-growing region in the country. I thought that was going to be like Missouri or something or California. We all go there. But, I had no idea that Albuquerque was the oldest wine-growing region. That's so cool.
It is so cool. Yeah, in 1629, Spanish settlers brought vines from their home country and planted them here in New Mexico just south of Albuquerque. And a really interesting tidbit is there's a winery here in Albuquerque called Casa Rondeña, and they actually have a vintage called 1629 that sort of nods back to that year and, capitalizes on the fact that we are the oldest wine-growing region in the country. So very cool fact.
Oh, man. I know, and then you think about the food, because what's great about New Mexico, and it is the land of enchantment, it really is, is food. Green chilies, of course, right? But now when you think about the food, it really comes through because of all the multicultural. You know, it's really the Spanish, like you're saying. You've got the Hispanic, Latino heritage, and the Native American heritage. It's just really a mixed bag of good food coming out of your city, from what I've heard.
Yes, and you hit the nail on the head. That's the reason why traditional New Mexican cuisine is so unique to the area. It's because of all of those multicultural influences that really differentiate our cuisine from anywhere else in the world. And you mentioned chili, and that's the defining ingredient here in New Mexico. We are obsessed with the chili pepper, and we put green chili, red chili. We cannot consume enough of that here. So that's something that people really love to visit for, to experience, because it's really distinctive to this area.
Yeah, and it's important to bring this up, too, because I want to talk about the feast days, because that's something unique. But also, during this whole pandemic, COVID pandemic, restaurants, some restaurants closed, unfortunately, and some are reopening, and it's all changed up. What's it like in Albuquerque now in regards to being able to go out and eat in a restaurant?
Yeah, so we actually are on a tiered system by county here in New Mexico. So depending on which county you're in, you might have different restrictions in place. But for Albuquerque, we are currently, all of our restaurants are open for outdoor dining and indoor dining to limited capacity. And then the amazing thing about Albuquerque, New Mexico is our weather. We have more than 310 days of sunshine here, so it's very easy to eat outside. And the restaurants here have made that even more accessible. A lot of people have really put some investment behind, you know, expanding their outdoor patios, bringing in heaters, lighting. So it's very easy to dine here at the moment and experience that traditional New Mexican cuisine in particular.
Nice. Great. Like that sounds good.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I'm like, I'm hungry. When
that's not
about all the
chili.
You got chilies. You got wine. Do you have beer?
Yeah, I know.
That's all you need.
Yeah. Oh, and wait, tequila. You got to have that, too. So anything new on the scene for food and wine that we should know about? Any events, openings?
Yeah. So you mentioned earlier we're the hot air ballooning capital of the world. I also wanted to note that we're actually the flamenco capital of the U.S. Flamenco as in flamenco dancing.
Wow.
We have a huge flamenco community here, and the University of New Mexico is the only place in the country where you can get a degree in flamenco dancing. So that's just another thing that I think a lot of people aren't aware of. But with that, Albuquerque can now claim a new title. We are now the food hall capital of New Mexico. We recently opened Sawmill Market, which was the first food hall to open in the state, and that opened last year right around this time. And that's an artisanal food hall that's home to a winery, bar, brewery, and then lots of really localized food experiences there.
Wow.
And then we also had 505 Central, which is another food hall, and that opened in downtown Albuquerque this past fall. And then also Tin Can Alley, which is a sister property to what's called Green Jeans Farmery here in Albuquerque. And those are like food halls, multi-purpose spaces that are all built out of shipping containers. So really, really cool spot to visit. And then those are just so cool because you can order anything depending on your taste. So that's something that we're really excited about, and we actually have more food halls to come on the horizon. So that's something that's going to be really prevalent here and trendy, and I've had a chance to visit both of those that actually all three that recently opened, and they're just such gems to have here in the state and the city, and I just love that you can visit and you can try something new each time you go. So I really wanted to highlight that. And I love those food halls, just the camaraderie that's there and the vibrant energy. And they're all different depending on the location. Albuquerque is very distinctive neighborhoods here in the city. So Sawmill Market is located in our old town and up and coming Sawmill District. And then I mentioned 505 Central is downtown, so it's got that really urban hipster feel. And then Tin Can Alley is located on our north side of the city. And so it's just grounding that distinctive neighborhood.
So you could do like a food hall tour. That'd be cool.
Yes, you definitely could. Especially
when
we've got the other two open, and then we'll have about five here in the city.
Wow.
So that's a great idea. I love that.
Yeah, and then you go on the food tour and then hope that you can still get an offer.
Right. Might need some help getting up in that balloon, but okay.
Right. You know, but then I'm thinking definitely we need to get out hiking and doing some outdoors, especially with your weather being so amazing. You know, this is one thing I was looking on your website. You're close to Petroglyph National Monument, Chaco Canyon, or Chaco Cultural National Historical Park. So you've got all these beautiful parks, and it looks like nature areas with bird watching, sandal crepe. I mean, it really looks like a place to go for park travelers, like Nancy and I and a whole bunch of other people we know. And I know our audience is definitely, a lot of our audience like to go out hiking. And I think after, you know, this pandemic, this is what we all want is fresh air and sunshine.
Yes, I completely agree. And I think Albuquerque is such an amazing place to really get outside and experience the outdoors. And there's so much to do here, like you mentioned. It really, depending on your interest, you'll be able to find that here in Albuquerque, from hiking, like you mentioned, in the Sandia Mountains, biking along the Bosque Trail, which is a trail that runs along our Rio Grande, which is a river that runs right through the heart of the city. And then you mentioned Petroglyph National Monument, which is just west of the city, and that houses over 20,000 ancient petroglyphs there. So really immersive outdoor experiences. You mentioned bird watching, and we are home to several nature preserves and wildlife refuges. Just south of Albuquerque is the Bosque del Apache Wildlife Refuge, and every November they have what's called the Flight of the Cranes. All of the sandhill cranes that are native to the area take off all at once in November, and they're all flying around you, and yes, just really amazing outdoor experiences here.
Wow. Oh, I want to see that.
Okay. Me too.
I've closed the one page and got it. If you go on visit abq.org, you're going to go down the Albuquerque rabbit hole of joy. It's really good. I mean, you want to go do all these different things. There was a park. Where were you? There was I don't know how to pronounce this. That's what it is. Kasha Katuwe Tent Rocks National Monument. I want to go
very
there.
Very good. Yes, that's very good. That's only about 45 minutes north of Albuquerque. And it's this otherworldly hiking experience because it's all of these sort of tent rock formations. And it makes you feel like you're walking on another planet. So definitely check that area out if you are in Albuquerque or the surrounding areas. And I also wanted to mention, north of Albuquerque, there's a 13-mile-wide supervolcano known as the Valles Caldera. That's in the Jemez Mountains, and they've got a beautiful Jemez Mountain byway scenic trail that you can travel from Albuquerque through that area. And there's just so many natural beauty here in the state that you're able to experience. And Albuquerque is a great place to start from and then explore all of those surrounding areas that are really within an hour radius of Albuquerque.
But then I see you also have like tours in town, like you have history and ghost tours. Yeah, I have to ask about the ghosts. Who are the ghosts?
Well, so we're a pretty old city. We've had quite a history. So there's obviously going to be some spirits and historical icons that are located here. A lot of that activity is said to occur in our Old Town neighborhood. That's our original Albuquerque. That was, you know, the original site of the city. And that's why the history and old tours are Old Town tours are based there, because so much of, I will say, the activity is happening in that area just because of the history and the many cultures that have been present in that area. Definitely people come check that out. There's a really cool property close to Old Town called Painted Lady, and it's actually a bed and brew. Instead of bed and breakfast, you get a bed and it's like a local happy hour with a brew of your choice from a local brewery. But that's a property that's said to be haunted and have that sort of backstory to it also, which is appealing to several people, including me.
And me. Well, we've been doing all the bed and breakfast across the country, so now I'm like, the bed and brew, that appeals to I know, that really appeals. So, speaking of lodging, you were talking about, before we started recording, about glamping, there's, you know, a glamping company that takes people to Chaco. There's, you know, obviously there's the bed and brew, but what kind of lodging can people expect? Because it seems like you're a place where you're like a hub, where you can stay there and go do all these different activities within the city and then on the outside of the city and do, like, day trips too.
Yes, exactly. And we're right in the center of the state, and we're also home to the Albuquerque International Airport. So we're the city where most people travel to and then from here explore the rest of the state. So Albuquerque, as you mentioned, is a great hub to sort of open yourself to the rest of New Mexico. And then from the lodging side, we have several properties here in Albuquerque. We're the largest city in New Mexico. We're home to nearly 1 million people here in the metro area. So it's great in Albuquerque. You can get that urban feel of, you know, the vibrant city life, but then you can also get out into the wilderness, into the outdoors, and get that rural feeling. So it's kind of the best of both worlds here. And then from a lodging standpoint, we have so many properties here. As I mentioned earlier, we're home to several different distinct neighborhoods. So depending on the neighborhood, you'll find a variety of properties. We have a lot of signature properties here that reflect the traditions and the architecture and the history and art of Albuquerque. One I mentioned earlier is Hotel Chaco. That's our newest property that is located in Old Town and the upcoming Samuel District. And that's the property where there's a local tour company called Heritage Inspirations, and they will take people on overnight glamping tours of Chaco Canyon, where they really immerse you in the sacred history of the site, and they introduce you to the indigenous cuisine of the area. It's also an international dark sky park there, so some of the best stargazing that you'll ever see. And then they also do day trips to Chaco Canyon. Chaco Canyon is about 2.5 hours west of Albuquerque, so they'll take you right from the property in Albuquerque to Chaco Canyon to experience all of that and then back to the property, sort of like a full-day excursion. And then, of course, if you're camping, you're going to be there for the weekend.
Yeah.
And there's so many tour companies that are great about immersing you into what New Mexico is all about. There's a bike tour company that is located in Old Town called Roots Bicycle Tours and Rental, and they have, like, a green chili bike tour, for instance, so flavors of Albuquerque bike tour. So they'll take you around to experience the cuisine of the area, but you're, you know, earning your calories at the same time.
See, we need that because there's all that. I know.
Right, exactly. And then we also have walking tours of the area, culinary walking tours. So really there's just a multitude of ways to experience the city here.
The other thing, too, is it looks like you have a lot of murals and public art, and that's something I know we cover a lot because you have a public art map, or like public art destinations across the country, because, you know, it's something that people can do to learn about a region. And a lot of times it's telling about the culture, the traditions, the natural landscape of a region. And it's something you can do and still keep socially distant, you know, is to go on that. So it looks like your area, you have a lot of that.
Yeah, actually, Albuquerque is home to one of the largest public art collections in the country. And that's because we have a 1% for the arts city ordinance. So we have over 800 works of public art. And you can see that in murals, you can see that in sculptures, just art pieces that are found throughout the city, and a lot of them are sort of hidden, so I think it's really cool to try and find those unique pieces of artwork where, you know, you might not have noticed it because it's sort of blending into the background. But yes, there's a mural tour that happens when that starts opening again. I think they're anticipating starting that up again this summer. And we have a trolley tour here where that doubles as a mural tour. That's a great introduction to the city, to the Albuquerque Trolley Company, and they do a best of the city trolley tour, and then they're the ones that also do a mural tour, along with several other tours that they hold there.
Wow. Okay, we need to come to Albuquerque. I'm totally convinced because all these stories, it seems like you have to be on all of our interactive maps, and yeah, we need to go. One thing we need to touch on is hot air ballooning. I know you're very, famous for that as the balloon capital of the world, not just the country, the world, And, France invented them, Montgolfier invented the hot air balloon, but apparently you took them out and decided to have more hot air balloons than anyone else. But you have a fiesta. So is hot air ballooning, can people do that now? Is it safe to do, because of the whole COVID thing? And then is the fiesta, do you think that may still happen this year?
Yes, so ballooning here is a year-round activity. We boast more than 300 flyable days each year. And we are known as the hot air ballooning capital of the world because of our weather patterns, the sunshine I mentioned earlier, the fact that more resident balloonists live here than anywhere else in the world, and then, of course, we are home to the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, which as of right now is moving forward as an in-person event, and that is currently scheduled to take place from October 2nd to the 10th this year. It's always the first full week of October, and that is a fiesta where more than 500 hot air balloons are in the air at the same time. It is truly unlike anything you'll ever see in your lifetime, so I definitely recommend checking that out if you have not had a chance to. Of course, that event is going to look different this year. It's outdoors, so I know that there will be a lot of safety precautions in place, but hopefully that will be able to happen again this year. And then next year in 2022, we're looking forward to celebrating the 50th Balloon Fiesta. So hopefully all things will go smoothly for that, but definitely an event unlike any other I've ever seen. And truly a bucket list experience for sure.
It's awesome, and from, what I've heard and seen, and but haven't experienced it. But, as we talk, with everything that's been going on in the world, the best thing to do before you go to places is to check the website, make a call sometime, go to visit abq.org, because things do change, as we all know.
Yes.
They could change.
Yes.
So it's always best to do that.
Yeah. And I'll also just say balloonfiesta.com is also a great resource to check on that fiesta specifically. But even if you're not able to visit for fiesta, hot air ballooning happens year-round in Albuquerque, and they've put safety precautions in place, limiting the amount of passengers on each balloon. I believe plexiglass dividers have been installed. So really there's a lot of investments and commitment on behalf of the hospitality industry here to provide safe and responsible experiences for our guests.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad. It's exciting to see things getting moving forward. We've all been like, man, we want things to go back to normal.
You can go walk around where Billy the Kid was and Kit Carson. I mean, come on. How much fun is that?
I like that.
Yeah, lots of history here for sure.
Oh, how cool. And you've got the Turquoise Museum. That's the other thing.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. We have so many unique museums. The Turquoise Museum, which is super cool because it's located in this Gothic mansion in the heart of downtown Albuquerque.
Oh, cool.
So a very unique place for that history and that there's so much education and programming that happens at that museum, and they've just done a fantastic job of creating curated tours for guests there. They're also home to a flower shop and a gift shop and a cafe, so definitely a place to check out. We also have a rattlesnake museum here in Albuquerque. We're home to the balloon museum. Yes, the rattlesnake museum is in historic Old Town. It actually houses the world's largest collection of live rattlesnake species. So you earn a certificate of bravery when you make it through that museum.
Oh, wow. Man.
And yes, we've got the Balloon Museum, the Nuclear Museum, really a museum or a cultural center to suit every interest.
Wow. Now, have you always lived in Albuquerque?
So I've lived in Albuquerque for about 8 years now. I'm originally from Los Alamos, New Mexico, which is a community. Yeah, and you mentioned Bandelier when we were talking earlier, and that's where Bandelier National Monument is located. So that's where I'm originally from.
She's a comic.
Yeah.
Well, that history is fascinating, man, what happened over there.
It really is.
I mean, that's some crazy stuff, man. And so it's, we never got to it because that's also part of the National Park Service. We didn't get there yet, but I always put the yet, you know. But we did do Bandelier, which none of that is that far. Like, it sounds like, again, you're really an easy hub, especially being right off of, Interstate. It is 40, right? I'm getting my roads twirled around, but it is I-40,
yes.
Right?
We're actually right off I-40 and I-25, so we're at the cross of two major intersections and making it a really accessible destination.
And
especially
having
for
the airport. Yeah, road trips, I think that's going to be really big this year. I think, that's going to be – I mean, we saw that last year even with us being on a permanent road trip. We saw a lot of travel. And I have to say, if you're road tripping, the experience is far better than what it used to be in regards to rest areas and, I know that's what we've experienced anyway, that everything's a little bit on the cleaner side and – more sanitized and, it kind of like limit how many people go in to a rest area, but it's, they really are doing, I mean, don't you think, Nancy, they're doing an awesome job to keep everyone safe as best they can, so
that's
great. Road tripping is fun and you get to go on all kinds of adventures, and you can fly into a place and go on little day road trips, and New Mexico has so many beautiful scenic routes, if you're going to drive from Albuquerque to Chaco, that's just jaw-dropping, man. It's beautiful. Your scenery is incredible. It's the epitome of the Southwest out there. Like, when you think about the Southwest.
It's very magical, like you said. You did mention Route 66 earlier, and if you are headed to Albuquerque and that's of interest, I'll just make notes that our Central Avenue that runs right through the heart of the city, it runs east to west, and that's our original Route 66. And there's so much neon that's still been preserved. A lot of historical motor lodges have recently been revitalized, including Elvado.
Cool.
And they're now working on the sister property Monterey Motel. And it's just so cool because you can feel like you're back in the Route 66 heyday with just cruising down, Route 66 with all the neon surrounding you. So you can definitely experience that old-timey feel here in the city, too.
I love that you got the neon, man, because that's hard to, people are getting rid of it. You know what I mean? It's like it's going away. So if you get to see the, neon now, it's like you're lucky to see it. And I like the old-school driving hotel. Those are our favorites because, we stay in all kinds of places. But, as travelers, it's really great to be able to just pull up to your room and have your room and your car right, next to each other so you can talk to your car from your room. I do. But it's also, with COVID, people are liking that a lot because it is – more like you are more socially distanced in that way, and a lot of times the air conditioning is not connected to a whole, you're separate. Your air conditioning is separate a lot of times, which is a little bit safer too. So there's a lot of changes going on in the lodging industry, and from our experience, and we've stayed in so many places, they're doing an awesome job to keep everybody safe. I mean, we've stayed in a lot of bed and breakfasts and a lot of those kind of, motels, and they're doing great. So it's, we can travel. We just have to be safe,
Yeah, exactly. Well, New Mexico has put this program in place called New Mexico Safe Certified, and it's this these guidelines and this training program that everyone here can sign up to take, and then they become New Mexico Safe Certified, just sort of expressing to the guest or the visitor that they've gone through the training program to make sure everyone is as safe as possible. So that's something that we're really happy to see, and so many more businesses are becoming safe certified every day. So
that is
great.
Awesome. That is really cool.
Yeah.
So everyone, yeah, I mean, it is possible, but everyone's different and when they want to go and do. But Albuquerque's not going anywhere. It's there. It's got everything. It's got wine. It's got bed and brews. It's got hot air balloons, Route 66 culture, all kinds of, all kinds of culture. I mean, you got everything.
Yeah.
And all the nature, we want to get out there in your park. So, everyone, again, the website is visitabq.org. We want to give a shout out to the International Food Wine Travel Writers Association. Always so much fun to record these, Second Friday shows with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's ifwtwa.org, everyone. We want to close with a song by Evren Ozan, a Native American flute player. This is called Great Blue Sky. And I figured we've got to have blue sky since you're Albuquerque and you've got hot air balloons and you're the capital of the world. We got to have that song. So also keep up with us at bigblendradio.com. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a real pleasure, Brenna.
Thank you so much for having me. I've really enjoyed it as well.
Right. Thanks. Take care. Here it is, Great Blue Sky, and you can keep up with Evren at ozanmusic.com.
Thank you.